72 hours earlier.
She watches through the shutters as he is carried from the building, just as she watches everything in this place. Sometimes from her cabin in the garden, sometimes from the recesses of the building where she can spy on them unnoticed. The body, in its improvised shroud, is visibly heavy, already stiffening perhaps, unwieldy, a dead weight. The lights in the third floor apartment have been on up until now, blazing out into the night. Now they are extinguished, and she sees the windows become dark blanks, masking everything inside. But it will take more than that to expunge the memory of what has occurred within. Now the light in the courtyard snaps on. She watches as they set to work, hidden from the outside world behind the high walls, doing everything that needs to be done. Seeing him, she thought she would feel something, but there was nothing. She smiles slightly at the thought that his blood will now be part of this place, its dark secret. Well, he liked secrets. His stain will be here forever now, his lies buried with him. Something terrible happened here tonight. She won't talk about what she saw, not even over his dead body. No one in this building is entirely innocent, herself included. A new light blinks on, four floors up. At the glass, she glimpses a pale face, dark hair, a hand up against the pane. Perhaps there is one innocent in this, after all.